and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and let me tell you why I know Kelsey Browning is going to be an incredible guest and that I am about to have a lot of fun. Instead of doing the pre-show talk and giving her all the technical points, what did I do, Kelsey? I got all caught up in the conversation, and so I'm like, oh, it's time. So that's a sign right there.
Exactly. So if I do a poor job, it is all Renee's fault. I just want to put that out
fault.
Right
That's
now.
Right. That's right, because I failed to inform her about the technical points of the show, which there are none. Well, maybe two, but still, all my fault. No, because I got all caught up in telling you how much I love you. So a little love at first sight, little crush. I'm crushing on Kelsey. But hey, everybody,
it.
It's KelseyBrowning.com. So you can pop over and look at Kelsey's website if you'd like to. Sass, kick, and love stories. Just love that. Or don't. Just sit on Blog Talk Radio and listen to us. That's a better plan. Welcome.
Thank you. I am so thrilled.
You are so busy right now. Look at you. You're like Facebooking and...
Yeah, well, here's the good thing, though. You know, it's been a Monday on a Tuesday, so okay. I informed my husband. I said, do you know what you need to do for me? And, of course, what does that guy say? He says, what? Because he's a good husband. And I said, you need to take me for Mexican food and a margarita.
Mm.
So with all the busyness, I have now stuffed myself with some fairly decent nachos. It's not Texas, you know, it's not Tex-Mex, but it was Georgia Mex.
Yeah, and Georgia's not really known, I'm just going to say, unless
really
something changed.
No. No, not really, but we found one decent place here that, you know, we lived several years in the Middle East. So Tex-Mex made without curry.
Yeah.
Actually makes me very happy.
There you go. I was just going to say, you know, the Middle East is known for many things, but salsa, not so much.
Not really. So
no.
I've learned flexibility for sure
over the past seven years. I was in Asia. I was in Japan for a while. Same thing. I don't think Mexican food is really when the Japanese interpret Mexican food. You really don't want to be there. You really don't want to be. It's a scary moment. Same with the. I'm going to just say this out loud. People, do not email me. I lived there. I know what I'm talking about. They do truly believe that ketchup is a reasonable substitute for tomato sauce on spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Just saying. So they don't do the international cuisine too well.
We had a lot of friends who are always disappointed that wherever they are doesn't taste like home. And I try to tell them it's because you are not at home.
You're not home. Yeah.
So we've learned a lot of flexibility. But, yes, we laugh about some things. In fact, my son and I were laughing yesterday because we lived in Qatar, however you want to say it.
Sure.
That in the shawarma there, which is kind of like a Greek hero, it's a wrap, there was always one single French fry stuck in there. It was sort of an anomaly but only one, a big long one.
A token French fry.
Mm-hmm. And so it's the little things like that that make you shake your head early on, but I don't know about you living in Japan, but then there are things that you miss so sharply when you come home. You know, I'm putting that in the little air quotes.
Yeah. No, it's a quirk. It's those things that at the time you're banging your head, but then it becomes such a moment. And yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking of 1,000 things that at the time I thought this is so strange, and then later I thought I would give anything to have that again and to experience that again. So I just love it. And no, Georgia's fabulous. I just think it's fabulous. And,
I do enjoy being back in a place where, you know, people know how to make a decent biscuit, because
sure.
The Middle East is also not known for their biscuits and cream gravy. So, and we lived in L.A. for a couple of years in between stints. So,
also not known for biscuits and gravy. No, not known for that. But even to go back earlier to what you said, when you said, hey, do you know what you can do for me? I love that he didn't actually volunteer a suggestion. He wisely just said, what? You know, there's many men would offer an inappropriate suggestion, hoping,
that's
where you're going. But Margarita,
he did tell me earlier, though, he did, Renee, say, because I've been on a couple Facebook events this week, and one was for Kimberly Kincaid. She just released a contemporary romance today, and she and a couple of her girlfriends are known for their quite excellent man candy. I don't post a lot of man candy, but my husband said, well, would you want me to put on my Levi's, and then you could take a picture of my butt and post that? And I'm like, that's an idea.
Wow. You know,
yeah.
How many times do you hear that in a lifetime, really? I'm thinking two.
One.
I'm guessing. Wow, that's so adorable. That is adorable. Aw.
My husband is
crushing on you because you said that you were owned by your dogs. And he said, you know, not a lot of people realize that. He goes, that demonstrates self-awareness. And he was like, I like her. She's self-aware. She knows that she's owned by her dogs. And that's, you know, he's a cat guy. But he really appreciated that you knew.
Yeah, you know where the power is.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the house.
That was pretty amazing. So,
well, one of our dogs is a rescue from when we lived overseas. So we brought him, we imported him back to the States. And the other one is service puppy. So we're raising him. We'll have him for about 2.5. About 2.5 months. And then we turn him in for advanced training, and fingers crossed he'll go on to be a service or companion dog for someone. These dogs are not companion dogs or service dogs for the blind, but that's about the only thing they don't do. So he's my other one that owns me right now. So our house will be in mourning the middle of May when Pharaoh leaves to go to Orlando. Aww. So,
Are you rooting for him to succeed and go on? Or is there a little part of you that's like, you know, well, if you botch it, then you get to come home to mama and I will.
You do both. You really do,
both.
And I think anybody who tells you otherwise, as my son would tell you, is full of BS. And,
yes.
You know, so we do. Like, I picture him being this amazing dog for somebody, and then, of course, I picture him being back here, you know, lying on the floor, letting me scratch his tummy. So, you know what, I'm just really having to have a lot of conversations with myself, which, you know, writers are known to do that, but just telling myself whatever is truly supposed to happen with him, as, you know, with his personality, it'll happen and it'll be fine. So.
Yeah. Well, I applaud you for that. That is a huge thing to be doing. And that shows that you have a lot of heart. And I have young girls, I have daughters. My daughters are still little. So we have talked about doing the rescue, but it's much harder for a 4-year-old to let go than, you know, an adult or even a teenager could understand why you've got that dog and what you're going through. But a 4-year-old's not going to get that. And we would end up with a dog is the equation there. So let's face it. And we would end up with a dog. So I'm going to break radio rules, and because I always try to talk about the books and then I forget. But for you, I really want to make sure that we do it because I just like you so much. So tell me what you got going on right now. Do you have a book out right now, Ms.
Do I
Browning?
Have a book out? I have a couple of books. I'm a bit of a split personality. I write both contemporary romance. So I write for Carina Press what's called the Texas Nights series, and two books are out currently, and then two books will be out later this year, so I'm kind of midpoint right now. The last one just released in January, and I won't give everybody the back cover copy because they can, you know, they can read, obviously.
They can read. Thank you.
They can read. They
will.
In a nutshell, I write small-town, sexy, real guy kind of blue-collar heroes. And,
ooh,
you know, kind of sassy women. So a lot of people think Texas and they think cowboys. I am so not against cowboys, but my thing is, you know, I ride a mechanic. I ride a general contractor. I ride the kind of guys I love that.
Not that I don't like a cowboy. I mean, it's kind of hardwired into our DNA to like cowboys. But I love that you are not just doing ranchers. God bless America. I'm sure ranchers are fantabulous. But there comes a point where, you know, as I approach a contemporary, it's like, oh, it's another billionaire rancher. And I think, how many of them are those? Let's see. It's hard. I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying. Like, there's like it's a rancher. Okay. How many sons?
Yeah.
Oh, four sons. Okay. But I love
it.
Yeah,
the idea and they're
sort
great.
But you're crossing the genres. Like, you're doing something a little different. That sounds fantastic.
Well, and I like those guys, and I really don't mean, I'm not trying to give a double entendre here, but I do like men who know how to work with their hands. I respect that.
That's okay,
and even if it is
double entendre, I would have applauded that. That would be okay.
I definitely do.
Like heroes that are, like the idea that a hero can be found in many different guises that, you know, it can be very sexy. It's very cool.
So when
I
also write
a hot flash.
on the other side of the house, I write, co-write a cozy mystery series with a friend of mine from Virginia. And I'll just say this. This is the way we explain it. It's The Golden Girls Meets Dirty Harry.
Oh, my God. Is that the one I saw on your site with the over 50?
Yeah.
Right? I loved that.
So that's pure fun. Like, I don't write real serious things regardless, but that is just pure D fun, and we laugh so much when we write it that people tell us, there were a couple things that weren't real realistic. And I'm like, yeah, because it's fiction, and if you laughed at it, I don't care if it could ever happen.
It is fiction,
That's
the Granny series, right?
That's the Granny series,
You and Nancy Nagel. Is it Nagel, or did I slaughter that? Okay, thank you.
Nope, you didn't. That was perfect.
Any name that has more than three syllables. It's a lot of vowels in there. What? So I got to tell you, that one looks cute to me, absolutely adorable. And when I saw it, I thought, oh, now, you know, I'm like all crushing. I'm crushing all over you, because honestly, just an adorable website. But not just that, the heart is there, the sass and the southern and but the worldliness, all of it. So much fun. And
you're
not gonna believe this, but that was it. Piano music. It's like the Oscars, and they tell you to like wrap it up. So you have been a delight, and I know we kind of had a show go down the clonker because of my tech, and you rescheduled and scheduled again, and we finally got you in, and I'm so thrilled that we did. It's www.kelseybrowning.com, everybody. Go over, pick up A Texas Nights. I'm going to. And then pick up one of the Granny series. In for a Penny looks adorable. So that's all I'm saying about that. So thank you. Thank you for doing this. Was it goofy? Did the margarita help?
Yep. It was perfect. Thank you, Renee, so much.
Give your fur babies big smooches. And listen, everybody, thank you for joining us on Canned Laughter and Coffee. I know it's a silly show, but we sure love our listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you next Tuesday night for more Canned Laughter and Coffee. You want to say anything? You want to say goodnight to everybody?
Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening.
Isn't that a great accent? I just love Kelsey's accent. All right, everybody. That's it. Good night, and have a safe one.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
And the computer's going to hang up on us. Here we go. Whoop.